it did get to a point in the last couple of years where I was watching other musicians and other, you know, friends put out records, and I would think, oh, I could see kind of the world passing me by a little bit. So I did feel enough inertia to put something together myself.
After releasing 4 albums in 6 years, Sarah Harmer took almost 5 years to release her new record, Oh Little Fire. But it's clear when you hear it that the world hasn't passed her by yet. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. When Sarah Harmer's band Weeping Tile broke up in the late 90s, she recorded an album of pop standards as a Christmas gift for her dad that would later be released as her solo debut, Songs for Clem. Her follow-up, Wish You Were Here, went platinum in her native Canada, and over the next few years she released 2 more albums, one of which, I'm a Mountain, got nominated for Canada's Polaris Prize in 2006. But after I'm a Mountain, it took quite a while to put out her new album, Oh Little Fire. And she told Claudia Marshall that a large part of the reason was that she was trying to save Canada's wilderness.
You took some time off really to do some environmental work.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that turn out? I never heard if there was a...
It's ongoing still.
There's no resolution.
There's been some great developments. It's on the Niagara Escarpment in southern Ontario, just outside of Toronto, just west of Toronto. It's a UNESCO World Biosphere Reserve. It's this long rock ridge corridor. That is where I grew up, and my family still live on the farm there. And there's a big quarry proposal right on this headwater area called Mount Nemo. And so we started a citizens group 5 years ago with all the neighbors, and now every level of government after 5 years of review have rejected this quarry proposal, this massive proposal.
Mining. They want to mine.
They want to mine the rock, basically.
Beautiful area.
Yeah. Right. It's on top of it. Our 40% of Ontario's rare and endangered species and provincially significant wetlands and forests.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, all that great stuff that we can't create.
I want to be held captive. Oh, forget the way I acted. Oh, it's just I'm out of practice. And distracted. Hold me to this thing, darling, and bring a ladder. We'll climb to the rafters as long as there's a view to look to. Fence me in and keep me close to you.
You're also quoted as saying that this record is a little bit like starting over. Were you at all rusty when you got back into the studio?
Yeah, I mean, even especially coming out back on tour, because we recorded the album over a number of months, and I got to, you know, sit down while I played the guitar. And so thinking about coming back on playing things, you know, in a venue once, one time only kind of thing, and being able to, you know, be good in the moment, that I still feel like I'm working that up. My talented bandmates have all been doing lots of playing, so they're good examples of that.
You did talk in one interview about a big part of the reason that you did want to get back to touring and recording is that you really like the people that you work with.
So far, we're only a week into this tour.
The city makes you make a fuss. It's places to meet up under the light. The city's got its stake in us. It's keeping receipts of our lows and our highs. And everything is made of dust. From the backs of the
Live versions of Captive and the City from Sarah Harmer. Her new album is Oh Little Fire. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear more from this and other artists at WFUV.org.